This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's that time of year when high school seniors and their families are picking a college and figuring out how to pay for it. As new data from the U.S. Department of Education makes clear, they should also be thinking about how they're going to pay for those loans after graduation. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The numbers on federal student loans paint a dreary picture. 3.6 million borrowers are in default. Another 3 million are delinquent. Mark Kantorwitz is a financial aid expert with CapEx.com.
There are serious problems, and they are getting worse, but they're not yet really at a crisis level.
Even so, the federal government is concerned, and Kantorwitz says potential borrowers should be too. Students and families need to make sure they understand the terms of the loans they're accepting.
And project forward that if they continue borrowing at the same rate, what their debt will be and the monthly payments will be when they graduate.
Debbie Cochran is with the Institute of College Access and Success. She says there's something else borrowers should consider.
I think school-level default rates should be a very important indicator for students and families when they're considering which school to go to.
A high percentage of graduates unable to pay back their loans, she says, should be a significant red flag. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.